My name's Randy Fish with the Rolling on the River Committee, and the upcoming event is the Bald Eagle Blues down at Southside Boat Club.
Now, this is something I've been around here a long time with Bald Eagle Days. Haven't really seen it. How did this event this year come about?
Rolling on the River normally has a winter fundraiser somewhere, just to keep the music alive and keep our name out there so people remember that there is, in fact, a Rolling on the River Festival every August. And this time we decided to have it in conjunction with Bald Eagle Appreciation Days here in Keokuk because there wasn't anything else going on Saturday night. So then one of our members came up with the Bald Eagle Blues thing, and it went from there.
What all will we be having going on? I believe the event is maybe 8 to midnight, 7 to midnight?
The doors open at 7 down at the south side on the river here in Keokuk, and the music will start at 8 p.m. and run till about midnight or whenever they get tired or everybody else gets tired. So,
Who do we have performing?
It's a consortium of several longtime musicians calling themselves these days the Mahoney Cousins. There are three of them are from Quincy, and one of them is from right here in Keokuk. The bass player, I believe, is from Keokuk, and they've been playing music a lot, and we heard them last year down on the river in Quincy, and they agreed to get back together and come up with some music and come on up and help us out.
Are we looking at a free show, goodwill, free will donation show? What are we looking at?
It's actually a bit of a fundraiser and a kickoff for our instrument refurbishing program, which we'll discuss in a moment, I assume. So the cost is $12 a person or $20 a couple.
And that is actually what I wanted to get into. This is a brand new program that you guys are debuting. Can you talk about what it is?
Yeah, in an effort to further promote music in the tri-state area, especially among younger people, which is a bit of an act on our part to continue this Rolling on the River Blues thing. And we have several programs going on. The one we're kicking off on Saturday is the instrument refurbishing program, whereas, let's say, Jason, you have a clarinet in your closet that hasn't seen the light of day in 20 years. You can donate that instrument at any time, actually. But on Saturday, if you bring that gently used band instrument with you and we think we can have it refurbished, we'll take your contact information down, get it refurbished, send you a receipt for the appraisal value for your taxes, since we're 501c3, and give you a ticket for 2012 Rolling on the River. Then we will, in turn, contact music instructors in tri-state area schools to possibly give the school district or rent the school district or actually donate it for the year to the school district to give to a kid who wants to play an instrument but can't otherwise afford to rent or buy that instrument. So,
and I know that's been one of the challenges with districts with their music programs is not as much having the teachers but having enough stuff for the student, because sometimes it can be a little pricey for these students. This really is getting in there to help with that.
Absolutely. Our grandson, for example, messed around with an instrument this year, and it's not real cheap anymore to rent an instrument and that kind of thing. So if someone has a financial need and we have an instrument that they would be interested in playing in a band program at a high school, hopefully we'd be able to help them out with that.
Where are you guys going to be having these refurbished? Local? Are there local musicians can do it? Is there companies that do this?
There are several in the area. We hope to, and we've talked to Jack Meister, one of our committee members, as a family member, of course, of Jack's, and he has tentatively agreed to refurbish these instruments right here in Keokuk. So, once this program gets up and rolling, we'll be talking to him about the details of how this refurbishing program will work, in terms of what it would cost to have these instruments refurbished, because obviously not only will we accept instruments, but we will certainly accept money earmarked for this program, because it's going to take money to have these things refurbished.
Beyond Saturday, I mean, people can come and bring instruments on Saturday, but beyond that, if people want to donate to provide instruments, who do they contact? How do they do that?
They can contact any committee member. The numbers I don't have off the top of my head, but Doug Clippert lives here in town, and he's a member. Tommy Russell, Leland Robinson.
And there's still website that's going forward.
Exactly. They can contact us on the website or on Facebook with a request to contact them about an instrument, for example. They can also write to P.O. Box 1391 here in Keokuk if they would rather do the old-fashioned way and mail us the information they have on an instrument.
Really looking at it, I mean, doing a fundraiser for Rolling on the River, how are you guys looking? We're still many months away here, but I'm sure this is a process that goes on year-round.
It does. We fundraise all the time, and we have a pool of funders, businesses, and such around. And as we mentioned before we went on air, we are now 501c3. a tax-exempt organization, which will further incentivize companies, hopefully, to up the ante a little bit in donations. And we can offer them a lot of PR of various kinds for their donations. So we're hoping bands get more expensive every year. The acts get more expensive, of course, like everything else. So if we can upgrade that stream of money coming in, we can not only maintain the acts that we get, but we might be able to up the ante a little bit for the 24th.
Are the lineups set for this, what's now this coming year, or do they get set in the next few months?
They'll be set in the next 3 or 4 months.
Anything else that people should know about Saturday's event? Any other details? Any other thoughts on it?
Well, along with their $12 or their $20 per person, we're going to provide free famous grand lunch chili and other snacks while they last, and that goes along with the ticket price, of course. And we would certainly accept any donations beyond that for this refurbishing program. And again, if you bring your instrument and we can use it, we'll send the appraisal value of your instrument and a ticket to Rolling on the River 2012.